Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am so excited. We have so much to share with you today. And I wanted to first say thank you all so very much. Yesterday, I was so honored to be a contributing author in Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. And we launched it on Amazon. And I'm just so honored that so many of you picked it up and are reading it. And I just know that you will be touched by the stories in this book, and that healing will definitely begin. So make sure you have your tissues, because it will be a roller coaster of joy and tears in just hearing the experiencing the emotions that these women went through and how they were courageous enough to share their stories with each of you. So once again, thank you so much. And if you have not picked up your book, once again, it's Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. You can pick that up on Amazon.com. And there's also a Kindle version. So if you wanted to download that, that is also available for you. The other thing, as always, I did a little meditation to find out what it is that we really needed to hear today. And I had to laugh, because one of the things that I really believe in is synchronicities, and that was exactly what showed up for us today, and it's really about our prayers and our questions are being answered through synchronistic events, and we are being asked to pay attention, be very present, and listen. And one of the things in really thinking about how things show up in our lives, we ask and we pray for things. And there's no coincidence that these things are coming and happening for us. And in fact, I had an individual call me late last night saying, I keep asking for things and I keep asking for signs and they keep showing up. But why do I keep asking for the signs? And so I'm just bringing this up because I'm hearing it quite a bit from a lot of people. And I just wanted to share with you, be open to the possibilities. Be open to what is available for you right here, right now. And just know that there are no coincidences, there's no accidents, and focus on those positive thoughts and allow that your desires are just going to beam right out of you. So as you walk through the rest of the week, remember Friday is a blue moon, or once in a blue moon for our lifetime, so make sure that you put those positive wishes, desires, and put everything into action, and just watch how everything falls into place. So let's get started. I really want to bring on our guest and share more about Mal Duane. And we're going to talk a little bit about letting go of the past so we can live in the present. And what an awesome title for what we have from our angels today for a topic. So Mal is actually known as the Alpha Chick. And she has built a million-dollar real estate company from scratch, has a dream marriage, and is a certified professional life and recovery coach, is deeply involved with helping women discover and use their connection with the divine power within to become their own version of an alpha chick. And her life experience includes recovering from a struggle with alcoholism. And she is going to share with us her hands-on experience and how she was able to get through the trenches and how she was able to move forward. And we're also going to talk a little bit about a school that she has built on behalf of a very close friend of hers, Holly. Once again, I want to introduce you, Mal Duane. Welcome.
Oh, Elizabeth, thank you so much, and I'm so excited to be here today with you and with your listeners.
Oh, and you know, it is a pleasure to have you on. As I read your book, I cannot even express. As I read through it so quickly, I felt like I was just like sucked into your life, and it flowed so quickly and easily. It's such an amazing read, and I was like, wow, I want more, I want more. So I was so sucked in. And what I wanted to share with the listeners today is a little bit more about your background, because I really want to get into the alpha chick and what it really means. But let's first start with how did you actually start with the book Alpha Chick? What inspired you to write it?
Well, now that you've read the story, you know I've had quite a journey to where I am today. And it was quite a bumpy road. My life was like a train wreck. But the thing was that I had made such an amazing journey and, you know, filled with the addiction, the depression, the self-loathing, the self-sabotaging, and to come out of this awful journey enlightened, empowered, having everything I want in life and living this amazing life, I was inspired to share the story with women so that I could teach them how to do the same thing and to give them hope that they could create change in their lives.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that change, because when, you know, when I'm reading a story and it takes you back to when you're 16, and I could really relate to that, because when I was 16, I lost my grandfather. So it was a time in my life where, you know, I'm going through the whole puberty thing, you know, like you talk about, you looked at yourself in the mirror, and I had that same experience. It's like, okay, when am I going to bloom? I'm this stick, you know, mm-hmm. and weighing, I think you said 109 pounds. I was close to that. I was 104, but not quite as tall. So I think we're quite comparable in our stick figures in high school. And, you know, we look at the outside, and that's what you started to do. You know, you had the experience with your father, which I'd love for you to share that experience with your dad and how that affected you. And I know we just have, you know, maybe about 4 minutes before we take a commercial break, so I don't want to cut you off in your story, but I think it's very powerful to share the story of your father, and then mm-hmm. when we come back from commercial break, how that actually affected you.
Well, I was very tall and very thin. I was 6 feet tall and around 100 pounds to 105 pounds, and all I wanted to be was 5'2", blue eyes, and big boobs. I didn't have any of those, and so... You know, at the age of 16, I would pad my bathing suit with these falsies and, you know, every summer. And, of course, I think everyone knew, but my mother said, oh, no, 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 nobody will know. Well, I'd come home from the beach and I would take these little foam rubber boobs out and I would stick them on my windowsill to dry. And my dad took them one night. And he really wasn't conscious, you know, he wasn't really thinking when he did this what the repercussions would be. And he brought down those foam rubber pads from my swimsuit and threw them on the dining table and said, oh, what are these, dinner rolls? And I have to tell you, Elizabeth, I thought I would stop breathing right at that moment. I didn't think I would be able to breathe or swallow. It was the most devastating blow to somebody who was already so fragile and already, you know, subject to a lot of bullying about my height. They used to call me malnutrition or malfunction. To have that happen from someone who's supposed to protect me and make me feel good about myself, it just completely devastated me. And it was something I could not get over for a very, very long period of time. It set a terrible seed of worthlessness and self-loathing within myself.
And Mal, that's one of the things that I think so many of the listeners right now are going, wow, I can relate. I've had an experience where I was called out or humiliated or embarrassed, and mm-hmm. it's thrown them back. It's put them into this place where they're afraid, they're in a place of fear to move forward, and scared to be that authentic self that they are. And I think one of the things that we'll share here when we get back from commercial is that it is possible. There are ways to overcome it. There are ways to truly come out of it on top, and you did exactly that. So when we come back, I would love for you to share that. And in the meantime, if you've just tuned in, this is Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart, and we've got Mal Duane, and we'll be right back after this message. Dun, dun, dun. Whoa,
for the longest time. Whoa.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
About the new love you found. I said I'm happy for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart Radio. Today you have an amazing opportunity to really ask your questions of Mal Duane. And I want to make sure I give you that number. It's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Mal, welcome back. I really want to start by allowing you to share more about where people can find your book, your website, and how they can really connect with you after the show.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. Well, the book is on Amazon.com, and the book's name is Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. The website is alphachick.com, and also you can connect with us on Facebook. I have a group there, the Alpha Chick Group for Women, and it's just a wonderful group of like-minded women supporting one another through daily challenges. And we do a call the last Tuesday of every month. It's an open, free coaching call where we help one another. We work through issues. And my email address is on the site. You can reach out to me directly. I will be happy to answer any questions that your listeners may have. They'd like to contact me personally.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so very much. And that is an amazing gift, because I think when people read the book, they're going to see exactly what you went through. And I want to start with that. I want to take you back, and I know this is really difficult, but taking you back to being that 16-year-old and what actually happened after that event in your life, and where did it take you?
Well, you know, see, in my head, I had this perception that perfection was 5'2", as I mentioned, you know, with big boobs and blue eyes and blonde. And I was 6 feet tall and pencil thin and flat chested and braces on my teeth and constantly being called the Celtic, malnutrition, malfunction. So when I started to date and ultimately have my first relationship, my heart got torn out of me. I fell madly in love with somebody. After about a year, they ended it just sort of out of the clear blue for whatever reasons they may have had. But to me, that was only creating again that feeling of total worthless. I'm not good enough. I don't look right. Feeling that I had, and I was just so consumed with this inferiority that it just started to plant these terrible roots of pain within me. And that relationship set the path for a half a dozen more failed relationships where I was just constantly looking for love in the wrong places, Elizabeth. I was constantly looking for validation from other people. I was looking for other people to make me feel good about myself. It doesn't work that way. It does not happen. And it was a repetitive pattern and a repetitive pattern. And then my drinking was just no longer helping. That Band-Aid that for many years killed the pain was no longer taking that pain away. And I progressed finally to getting married, and I married an alcoholic, and that was an abusive marriage and very difficult to get out of and get divorced. So it was one rejection after another. And finally, I got to this point where I didn't think there were any more options. I didn't think there was anything else I could do. And I was truly standing on the threshold of death. And I thought it would be the best answer, that it would take the pain away, that it would stop this repetitive path of rejection and heartache. And when I was ready to step through that door, I heard a voice I never heard before speak to me and tell me that I would be okay, that I would survive all of this, and that I would have a terrific life. But I had work to do and lessons to learn. And once I mastered those lessons, I would need to go and teach others.
And we are very grateful that you're here to do that. And I just can hear other people almost on the other side going, what if I don't hear that voice, Mal? What if I'm not hearing it? I'm in your place of where you were down at the lowest of low, and I'm still grabbing the bottle. I'm still grabbing other vices, if you will, to just get me through the day, but I'm not hearing that voice. What can you share with them?
Say, well, they can, it's very they still interesting. Get out. You know, it's interesting. When we are that exposed, we're that raw, all the layers have been peeled back at this point. It's a very common thing to, it's been written about many, many times. It's been, some authors call it the dark night of the soul. But when you're at that absolute point where there's nothing left, I mean, I was an empty suit. Even though I was modeling and I might have looked good to people and things like that, I was so empty. So there was nothing left emotionally within me. That's when your true voice, your authentic voice, and people describe it differently. It can be a higher power. It can be your intuition. It can be your gut. It can be a guardian angel. But that's when all of a sudden your will doesn't go on any longer and divine will steps in. And that's what happens. It's really divine will stepping in.
Wow. And that, and you know, I just have chills because I really do understand. I mean, I haven't necessarily had the alcoholism personally, but I've had so much grief in my life that, like I said, at the age of 16, that's what catapulted me into that spin, that cycle that you're talking about, that is so, it's almost devastating to the soul. And you almost take this deep dive down to your core and come back up. But it's almost like sometimes we have to get to that level to realize, wow, we have so much to offer the world. And we go through those experiences, and now we're back to share, this is how we did it. And that's what I would love to hear from you, because I as I read through the book, I actually felt like I was almost going back to some of my own childhood memories, some of those things of, you know, you talk about the loss of a good friend of yours, and I could really relate to that. And then, you know, the experience of your family and the support or lack of support you had at times in your life. And there are so many people who experience that, and they go outside of themselves looking for that answer when everything is really within us. And I think that's exactly what you were able to find, was that answer to help you move forward, and you took action. What did you do? What was your next step that you took?
Well, you made a very, very important point. All the answers that we need are within and not on the outside of us. And because I was always pursuing validation and guidance and everything from everybody around me, that I never appreciated or understood that divine wisdom that I needed was within me. And once I had that point of knowing I was going to survive, and it was like a flash of light. It was a sense of faith that I knew I would survive. And it was an unexplainable knowing. From that point on, I started to look at my life and realize that all of this stuff that had happened, all of this disappointment, this pain, this grief, this rejection, this physical abuse, did not define who I was as a woman now. And I had to come to terms with that, because that's what my identity had been for 20 some odd years, was that I was all of these things that had happened to me. And in fact, that had no bearing on who I was as a woman today. And so the first thing I realized was that I accepted all of this stuff that had happened without judgment. I no longer put whether it was good or bad. I just realized this happened. I can't rewrite the script. It's there, and now it's time to let it go. It's time to release all of this. It was like this boulder on my back that was so huge I could barely stand up. And once I released that huge weight from my shoulders, I was able to start to take positive steps that would create change in my life, such as getting sober, you know, getting into AA, getting sober, and starting to create a spiritual practice. I was raised Catholic, but I never really embraced Catholicism as a religion. I found it to be based so much on guilt and sin and punishment. So at this stage of my life, I started to embrace spirituality.
And you know what? And that's exactly where I want to, we're going to break right now for commercial break, but that's exactly what I want to bring up. I want to talk about how we're going to let go of our past and now live in the present moment. So everybody now can grab their pens and papers and start writing some things down right when we get back after this message.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. transform your life.
Welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Mal Duane. And we are ready to just to shine and provide that sunshine out to your life. And right now we are about to share how you're going to take that boulder off your back and really find that soul of emotion and really spring forward. So, Mal, I am ready to take that boulder off for everybody. How are we going to do that?
All right. Well, Elizabeth, I think one thing that's very important is that for women, we have a tendency to live in denial. Now, my life progressed to a point where I wanted to die. And when you get to that level, and what I'm hoping to do is that your listeners, we can prevent people from falling that far down into a dark hole. But that's how far I went. So when you want to die, you're no longer in denial. There's nothing left. You've passed the point of denial. And so the first thing you need to do is you've got to recognize what's out of control in your life. What brought you to this point of being in this dark hole, of being stripped away, of having no self-love? And for me, it was the alcoholism, the failed relationships, the rejection, just that constant feeling of worthlessness. And so I started a process where, as I told you that in the previous segment, I identified the pain, and the root of the pain was this low self-esteem, this lack of self-love. And that's usually a root that's common for most women. So you have to identify what is causing me this pain, and is my life out of control? Do I have an addiction? Am I addicted to alcohol, pills, food, sex? What am I doing here? That, you know, what tail is wagging the dog, per se, is an image I give women to, and if they can identify that, that's the first step here. You've got to look at and get really honest. What's taken control of my life? Because now I want to take it back. So there's a lot of focusing and going within and self analysis here of what am I doing on a habitual basis that is totally turning my life upside down. And, it's also what relationships are we living in that may be turning our lives upside down? Because sometimes the abuse that we are experiencing or the pain or the suffering can be at the hands of another and not even, you know, something that we're doing on our own. So that's something that also has to be looked at. But that focus, going within, discovering our own authentic voice, so that we can tap into our own guidance. And that guidance is so honest and so direct and so accurate as to the steps that we should be taking. So that's a very key part on the process of personal transformation and making positive change. And then we talked about the acceptance of letting go. Let go of all this stuff that we've been carrying around like an old suitcase. It doesn't define who we are any longer. We have to accept ourselves exactly as we are and realize that we are divine beings. We were put on this earth to live joyful, wonderful, passionate lives. We're not put here to suffer. That's not why we were created.
And I think that sometimes that's where people are, right? They're in that place of why me? And I don't want to, you know, take it down too far. But what I hear a lot of people say is, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why does it always happen to me? And I think one of the things that you're sharing today that is so important is it's not why me, but you are actually able to experience something in your life. And the key is, how do you walk or step outside of that experience and look at it from, it wasn't really happening or is it happening to me because I've done something, but how do you look outside of yourself and say, hey, how can I change that? How can I make a difference? What possibilities are opening in front of me, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, with synchronicities? A lot of us have experienced something in our lives, and when we realize there's an opportunity, when we realize, man, you know what, we don't have to go through this anymore, and we go and we get help, we seek one of our girlfriends, you know, they join your community, and they're able to, you know, work with the Alpha Chick community and say, you know what, I just need some help. Can somebody just be my accountability buddy and just help you? And you don't have to do it alone. And I think that's the key, because we look at it as if it's all about us, yet there are so many people who have experienced different things just like we have, and we don't have to go it alone. And I think that one of the biggest things is if you can just find somebody to help you. You don't have to do it alone. You can get the help, and you can move forward. And that's all about letting go and about moving forward to that present moment of, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to make a difference. I am ready to move forward in my life, empower myself, find that self-love, that worthiness card. I'm pulling it out of my back pocket, and I am going to move forward now. And that's one of the things that you do to help enlighten and empower women in your practice today and in your book. So can you share a little bit about that and how now you are able to help women and move forward in the work that you do?
Well, I'm passionate about educating women and children as well. I believe that if we can educate women so that they can be financially independent, it creates the opportunity for them to get out of situations that they no longer want to live in, whether that be a domestic relationship or whatever. And if women are somewhat financially independent, it also gives them much better self-esteem. And it goes back to the root of all problems for most women is self-esteem. So if we can create independence, teach them to set new intentions for themselves on what they want to do with their lives. And women always ask me, well, why an intention? Why not goals? Everybody, you know, all these career people say set goals. Goals are like written wishes on a piece of paper. They do not have nearly the commitment behind them that an intention does. I tell people an intention has the energy of the universe behind it, and it keeps you much more accountable. If you set an intention, you will fulfill the intention. So women need to identify, okay, what am I not doing in my life that is hurting me, that I, you know, whether it be addiction or self-sabotaging behaviors, and replace these with powerful intentions, how they're going to move their life forward. And this is not that complex. It takes a little bit of time. And I use a quadrant sheet with women where we look at relationships, we look at emotional well-being, we look at financial well-being, and we look at our spiritual well-being, and we analyze, okay, what are we not doing right in each one of those segments, and what can we do, what can we replace that behavior with, what's the new intention, where are we going to take the positive action steps to create the change, to move our lives towards that empowerment and towards that living in the light that we want, and not living in the dark and the self-loathing.
How powerful is that? Because I think one of the things is sometimes we feel like we have to do it all alone. And what I've heard you say over and over is we have a community. We have a lot to share as a group. And yes. And you mentioned children. And when we come back from commercial break, I definitely want to talk about Holly, because that story touched me very much. And now you've actually dedicated a school. And I think that is such an amazing opportunity for others to teach and to empower, as well as it demonstrates your heart and how really authentic you are and what you're sharing with everyone. And that is that, yes, I went through all of this, but in the end, you truly are paying it forward. You're really sharing your heart, your soul, your experience, you know, very open and saying, hey, this is what happened and this is how I got through it, and sharing it so others don't have to go through that same experience. You can stop before you get to that really deep, dark place that you got to, Mal. And I think that's so powerful for our listeners to hear. When we come back, we're going to share just a little bit more about the amazing opportunities that Mal has, her book, and what she's offering as Holly's Gift. Talk to you in just a couple minutes after this commercial break.
The day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love. But now that I get you.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We'll be right back.
What an awesome song, Brian, Walking on Sunshine. And I have to tell you, that is just really bringing up my spirits and just giving me that light, that sunshine, that hope. And, you know, we are ready now, Mal, to talk about the Alpha Chick, the five steps for moving from power to pain and faith. And I know that you have so many awesome gifts on your website that, you know, we've got some free downloads. And I just want to bring that back up one more time just in case the listeners are just now tuning in, that they can hear what opportunities you have out on your website.
Thank you. The website is alphachick.com. That's alphachick.com. And we have all kinds of audio files for them that are wonderful, educational, enlightening MP3s. And we have lots of PDFs that are available. There's the Alpha Chick Action Guide, which is just a wonderful guide to start to work with the five steps of faith, which is what the book is about, and that's that transformational process for positive change. They can, if they're interested in one-on-one coaching, that's available, but they can go right in and just sign up and become a member of the site, and they'll have free access to everything.
Wow, and I just want to encourage everyone to definitely go out there and check that out. And I really want to talk about the inspiration of your book, and we just mentioned Holly just a little bit before break, and I want you to share, because I was so touched. I was in tears reading the book about Holly, and I really want you to share that with the listeners, because it's really brought you to this point in time to share this story.
Holly was my niece, and she was the daughter I never had. So she was my child, too. She wasn't just my sister's child. And unfortunately, she was stricken with three really significant illnesses. The first one starting when she was very small, hemophilia, which is very rare in women. She was an active bleeder. And then as she matured and required more and more blood transfusions all through the 60s, 70s, and into the early 80s, in order to survive, ultimately what happened was they were not screening the blood at that point in time. And so she was diagnosed with HIV when she was in college. And then ultimately hepatitis C raised its ugly head, and that was just too much for her system to handle. But all through those three illnesses, I never saw this young lady have an attitude of, you know, why me, poor me. She lived her life, and it was never defined by her illnesses. She was passionate about education, passionate about children, woke up every day wondering what she could do that day to be the best that she could possibly be, and how she could be of service to others. She touched my soul and left such an imprint on my life that she was a major part of my inspiration to write the book, to help other women, to teach other women, to raise money for educating other women. And ultimately, you know, I built the school in 2006 before I wrote the book to honor her spirit. And that school is in Africa, educating 100 children every year that would never, ever, ever have an education. So I feel so grateful to have been able to do that in my lifetime, and hopefully we'll do more of them, through the proceeds of the book and my next book and other things that I'll be doing.
And, you know, I'm still trying to, I'm like all choked up because after reading the story and then after you sharing the story again about Holly, it really, you know, it's time to look inside. It's time to just take a look at ourselves in the mirror and say, really, is it that bad? Because when you hear stories like Holly, who, you know, she just didn't let things tear her down, and she just kept moving forward, and she's like, you know, life is great. She's blessed just to be here. And the way that it was in the book, that it truly made me go, wow. And I'm sitting here complaining about such little things in my life when there's other people who are struggling with such, you know, truly like catastrophic diseases, yet they're just so grateful for being here. And it makes you realize, wow, okay, I need to really reevaluate. I really need to take a look inside. And I think that today's show has really been about allowing us and giving us permission to look inside, to let go of all of the past so that we can truly live in that present moment, so that we can be the best that we can be, the purpose that we're here to serve. And we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to our fellow mankind, truly to be the best that we can be, so that we can change and be the change that's really intended for the world. And
absolutely.
So I just, go ahead.
Absolutely, I agree with you, you know, that's it. We need to realize that we're not defined by circumstance. And illnesses are part of a circumstance of life. And Holly taught me that no matter how sick she was, no matter how many medical tests and needles and this and that and everything else that was going on, every day she was going to live life as the best that she could. And she was constantly, constantly serving others and giving to others.
And it's just so amazing. That's so powerful. And you know, to me, that today has really been very healing. I really hope, and my intention truly for the listeners is that it's also allowed them to accept what's going on in their lives and to take action, that we've provided many opportunities. There's some free, you know, things that they can see on your website. They can go and watch some videos. You know, they find that accountability partner to help them move through what may be a difficult situation and allow them to help and balance. So we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to just give to others all the time. We can have that perfect balance of giving and receiving, allowing other people to help carry us. There's no coincidence, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show. There's synchronicities in our life for a reason. All I'm asking is you to open your eyes, open your heart, and allow others to help you and to move forward. And I want to thank you so much today, Mal. I just really have received so many blessings from reading your book, and I know that the listeners will too.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I'm honored to be here with you. And I mentioned briefly when we were talking earlier that we have a new e-report. We're just putting the cover on it, and it's Discovering Your Alpha in 5 Easy Steps. And what I would love to do is, and this is kind of fun, any of your listeners who are thinking of buying a copy of Alpha Chick, if they take a picture of themselves with the book, and they put it and post it on the Alpha Chick Facebook page, we will send them the new e-report that's just coming out, 5 Easy Steps for Discovering Your Alpha, and we'll email it to them so we can have fun with it. We'd love to, see Alpha Chicks with the book, so just something for your listeners tonight.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Mal. And everyone, I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. So on behalf of my guest, Mal Duane, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.